This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, just so you know it's live tonight, is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes. Yes, they do. Bill Proof Project was proof of that. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Before we get started, just because I don't know who it was, but to whomever that was at listening on KPFW in somewhere in Arkansas, I believe it is, I'm sorry about what you heard last night. And I do my best not to have that. I'll do my best not to have that happen to you again. They didn't hear nothing bad. But anyway, hey, it's been a while since we spoke with him. Because he's been busy. I think he was so busy he didn't even go to Indianapolis. But that's all beside the point, because joining us again is attorney at law, Stephen Stambalia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
It's going all right. How's it going for you?
It's going pretty good. We just put the finishing touches on an amicus brief that we're filing in the New York rifle case to Supreme Court on behalf of George Young.
This is on the okay. So this is the Young case, who's out of Hawaii, and you're filing this in on the New York rifle case.
Yeah, we're filing an amicus brief, a friend of the court. We need to let the Supreme Court know what's happening to Mr. Young out in Hawaii, what the district court's doing and what the Ninth Circuit's doing. So we've put together a very, very nice brief, and we will be filing it on Tuesday at the Supreme Court.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things, you know, Mr. Young's case got stayed pending the outcome of the New York rifle case. So, well, great. Y'all think it's related or similar or whatever, then I guess we're going to have our little say, our little 2 cents worth, or maybe half a cent. I'm not sure if it's whatever, but we're going to file it on Tuesday.
Right.
Replete with pictures. I mean, who doesn't want to see pictures of Mr. Young in uniform?
Now,
he got drafted for Vietnam.
Right. So, is this a usual thing, or are you guys doing this sort of okay, I'll play your stupid game, and you're like, okay, you want to hold up this case, which has nothing to do with this case, because of this case. Okay, fine.
I don't know how unusual it is. I mean, I don't particularly think the New York case is going to be that relevant to our case. And just so your listeners will know, the New York rifle and pistol case is an NRA-backed case for some plaintiffs in New York City that are unable to transport their unloaded and locked firearms to a range outside the city. It's the narrowest of issues that the Supreme Court is going to rule on.
Right.
And unless the Supreme Court goes buck wild and says, here's the new test that we're going to apply to Second Amendment challenges, and lower courts, we're really serious about this time. Unless they do that, then I mean, I just don't see what it's going to do for us.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're getting a little, I mean, there's a lot of, especially Clarence Thomas has gotten out there many times and said the Second Amendment is sort of treated like a second class right.
See that.
Oh, and yeah, while the light is shining on this particular case, you guys are going to sort of use a, in photography, we'd call this a bounce panel. You're going to bounce the light onto Mr. Young that way, huh?
Yeah, I think he, you know, they need to be aware and they need to know that, you know, these are real people at stake. You know, Mr. Young's not trying to transport a firearm to a different city. He's trying to carry outside his home to defend his life. Now, the government thought, you know, he was awesome enough to be drafted and to be given, you know, 50 cals to shoot. And then when he gets back to Hawaii, it's, you know, just relegated back to his second class status as a Hawaii citizen.
Right.
And I think that's wrong. I think they need to know about it.
Well,
I know they already know about it, but I'm just saying, you know, we're going to put a face to a name. I literally have color pictures in a Supreme Court brief, and it will be filed on Tuesday.
How old is Mr. Young now?
He'll be 70 this year.
70. Well, that's, you know, when you're 58 years old, you look at 70 and you say, that's pretty young. hopefully he's, you know, hopefully he survives long enough for you guys to get him his day in court. But that's not usual, is it? That's not one of these things that normally would happen. This is sort of a creative angle that you guys are coming at, although I think it's genius, but it's, most people are, I mean, is anybody going like, what are you guys doing?
Oh yeah. Substantial numbers of people that are not really excited about, you know, Alan Beck and I litigating these types of cases because we're not the big, all-powerful lobby with the national plan that no one will speak of because no one actually knows what it is. So, yeah, there's a lot of people unhappy with us. But, hey, that's fine. I'm not really too concerned about what other people think.
Are these the same people that told you not to even try to do anything with the Young case? Because I know there's a few that did that.
Yeah, there's a couple that have done that. I mean, there's a lot of people. Same people that told me not to do the taser cases. Same people that said my machine gun litigation was dangerous. That's all kind of the same people. These are on our side, by the way, supposedly.
Yeah, that was the part I was going to get to. But
yeah, these are on our side.
Yeah.
And with friends like that, okay, anyway.
You go ahead and say that. I'll say, with friends like that, who needs enemies?
Well, it's like we're constantly fighting amongst ourselves. Everyone wants credit. No one wants to take, you know, the risk. They're just content with their slavery, and I'm not. If they're going to ban guns, then let them do it, and let them put it in black and white on a printed piece of paper, and so the whole world can see how they're twisting their logic to do it. This, you know, and this is kind of what I go through in our brief, and that's why, you know, I don't know if this has ever been done. I assume it has, but we go through, you know, if this was any other type of case, Mr. Young would not be sitting in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for almost 7 years. We wouldn't be treating people like this, you know, if this was an abortion rights case, a gay marriage rights case. This
right.
would already be taken care of. And yet, as Justice Thomas said, the Second Amendment is a disfavored right. He says that in the Sylvester versus Becerra case, and I cite to Justice Thomas a lot in this brief because he's right. The court's treating it like a disfavored right. Their inaction, the Supreme Court inaction, is allowing the circuit courts and the other lower courts and the government to go along and, you know, ride roughshod over the people. I mean, think about this. Using language out of my brief, what a preposterous notion that the Second Amendment doesn't apply outside your house. And think about what that would mean in the context of other rights, like your First Amendment right. Okay, so I only have the freedom of speech when I'm inside my home. When I'm outside, I don't have it. Or think about it in the Fourth Amendment. The cops can't come in and search my house without a warrant, but anywhere else, if I'm just walking down the street, in my car, you know, anywhere else, I don't have a Fourth Amendment right, unless I'm in my home. I mean, is that not just...
Let's expand on how preposterous that is because of the context you're putting it in. I would give where you can go to look at Stephen and to check out what Stephen does, but Stephen, he operates behind closed doors doing things most people can't. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tis true. if you own an AR-15, it is very likely that you already have a little Aero Precision DNA in your gun because they're such a big OEM for everybody out there. But check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to attorney at law Stephen Stambolia, and I'm sure the context has been put out there before, but you, the outside of the home context, how many times has that ever made it into court?
I don't know. I'm sure it's made it in there before. I don't have a pattern or practice of reading a lot of the other people's briefs. Maybe I should. I just don't. But you know, it's just such an easy example to make. You know, we look at the district court in Hawaii saying the right doesn't extend outside your home. Okay, well, let's take that to other amendments as well. First, you know, like we talked about, or the fourth. The fifth, right to be free from self-incrimination. So if I'm in my home, you can't come and interrogate me. I can request counsel. But as soon as I step outside my home, you know, they can torture me, do whatever they want, because I'm not inside my home, right? And they just have to get a confession by any means necessary. And of course, that's, you know, if you look at it in that way, it makes absolutely no sense. I'll tell you something even dumber. There's this Second Circuit test, and it's called the adequate alternative test. And this is all within the Second Amendment jurisprudence. They say, well, if you have something else that could be an adequate alternative to this, you know, X firearm, then it's not really a severe burden on your Second Amendment right, and we're going to uphold it. And I said, great, and this is in my brief, and hope I don't get sanctioned for it. I said, well, if we go with the adequate alternative test, which is not found in the Second Amendment, then I would make the argument that adoption is an adequate alternative to abortion. Civil union is an adequate alternative to homosexual marriage. That sounds pretty reasonable to me, except the courts wouldn't go for that. No court would tolerate that. So why are we tolerating it in the Second Amendment realm? We shouldn't be. And the Supreme Court needs to stop this, you know, just, I don't even know the right word for it. It's just a bunch of nonsense. And they need to put a stop to it.
So, I wish I could.
Oh, this is all.
I would really love to go and just. Do they allow observers to watch some of these things?
Well, see, the thing is as an amicus, I'm not going to be arguing anything. This is
right.
Just in paper. But yes, I mean, you can go up to the court and sit through an oral argument. Of course, this oral argument hasn't been scheduled yet. But I mean, they're not going to call on me and say, hey, you know, Mr. Stambolia would love to hear what you have to say. So we have, you know, a certain amount of words that we can put in black and white, and in Mr. Young's case, in color photographs, in a brief and submit it to the court. And hopefully, you know, get them to take it seriously.
And this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen for the New York State rifle case.
Right. We're filing on Tuesday. I mean, you know, the NRA's case, they briefed it, and they did actually a really good job in their briefing. Then we have 7 days after they filed to file the amicus briefs, and I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of amicus briefs being filed, you know, throughout the other organizations. I don't know if staff or GOA or any of the other organizations are filing. I assume they are, because it's a big Supreme Court case, right? It's like the first case since, what, 2010 that the Supreme Court has taken related to the Second Amendment. I mean,
right.
It's bizarre in and of itself that they wait so long. But, you know, and then the other side's going to file their opening brief, and then you're going to see all the anti-gun people, you know, Giffords and Everytown and Bloombergs and Soros's and everyone else is going to file their amicus brief in support of New York. You know, whatever. It's just how it's played. I don't particularly care for it, but hey, if we're going to play the game, we might as well have fun doing it.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess my other question would be, just the way you're putting it, you're making it sound like a bunch of idiots got together and came up with these ideas to restrict a right into only your home. In Hawaii, for example, which is where this case stems from, how many instances of armed self-defense occur in the home in Hawaii?
That's a fantastic question. And that's a question that when we get back to the district court, I think we should look for, we should look at. I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you that no normal person, i.e. you and me, can get a permit to carry outside the home in Hawaii. They only issue permits to security guards. And maybe like a local judge if you're connected. But yeah, I don't know that for a fact.
So how many times do security guards actually use their weapons in self-defense as well? That'd be another thing. And are they only allowed to carry it in, you know, when they're working their job?
In performance of their duty in defending, quote, life and property.
So it's okay to defend property.
Yeah.
With armed self-defense.
Correct.
But, okay.
Yeah, I know. It makes total sense. It says the statute says life and property, but well, it's like, well, why isn't Mr. Young's life? I mean, why isn't that okay? It's just if he was carrying around, you know, diamonds or hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash or whatever, that's okay to defend. But, you know, his life is somehow less important than, you know, a whole bunch of treasury notes or bearer bonds or diamonds. I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, Hawaii just hates guns. I mean, they're fighting we have a taser case pending in Hawaii right now. We gave them, I don't know, I think it was about a 4.5-5 month stay so the legislature could, you know, amend their law and fix it to come along with the rest of the other 49 states. And they didn't. They want to fight the taser law. Great.
Right.
Well, let's fight it. I mean, we won in New York. We won in New York. I mean, come on.
You can say that again if you want to. That's pretty monumental.
It was huge. I mean, we did a really good job in New York.
Yeah, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I've got a question for you. I don't know if you've ever thought of this as well, but I'll wait to save it. You may have already done it, and if you have, please don't make me feel as bad as I will. And if you haven't, well, then you know, maybe I have a future in law litigation after all. I would love to pursue it. But my guest is Stephen Stambolio, attorney at law. He's right now arguing cases all over the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
On recoil and a ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm. I am not done. But I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Activists from the Stop War Coalition protesting outside Buckingham Palace as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump enjoy a state dinner being hosted by the Queen. The President delivers remarks.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are profoundly honored to be your guests for this historic state visit. Thank you for your warm welcome, for this beautiful weather, your gracious hospitality, and Your Majesty's nearly 7 decades of treasured friendship with the United States of America.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is announcing a series of hearings focused on the Mueller report on Russian interference into the last election. Chairman Jerry Nadler released a statement today saying John Dean, the former White House counsel to President Nixon, will testify on June 10th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. I got a question for you for the and I would love to know if you've ever asked this. If these now, do any of these security guards, do any of them guard any people?
I don't know because none of that is. It's public information as to, you know, who's getting the permits. We basically have just a compilation of reports from the county to the Attorney General of Hawaii. So I don't know the answer.
Well, I mean, the reason I would ask that is because, like, isn't most property that is either, like, say, if it's in a museum. I watched Hudson Hawk the other day with the Leonardo da Vinci Kodak, right? With a one-of-a-kind antiquity. Aren't most of those things insured to their eyeballs?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
And then if it's a bank or a, somewhere where they're storing money or something, or somewhere where they're storing all sorts of bonds and everything else, aren't all of those insured as well?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
So it's okay in Hawaii for people to be armed to guard with weapons a bunch of stuff that's insured and can be replaced. And I mean, a lot of the stuff that is insured and can be replaced is inanimate objects or something like that. It's just property. And at the same time, people What is crime pretty high in I know they have a lot of drug crime, for example, in Hawaii.
There's a ridiculous amount of homelessness in Hawaii. Yeah. It's actually quite shocking to see. As to their crime rate, I know it's not low. I would say it's probably up there. I don't have the exact crime statistic, but I think it was when I was there the last time, they had some kind of shootout on the highway. So, I mean, it's not like they don't have any gun crime. It's just they don't let you go outside, you know, with firearm and defend yourself. I mean, you're just stuck in your home. I wish I had the answers for you right now on your questions that you asked. They're good questions. I just don't know. I will tell you one of the most astounding things that I've heard from a state besides Hawaii was in New Jersey. I represented a guy trying to get his permit who had been threatened. And, you know, he met literally all the qualifications for his, quote, justifiable need to get his permit. And the prosecutor, when she said that he didn't need a permit, actually told him if he was worried about his safety, he should hire an armed bodyguard. And I just thought, isn't that kind of defeating the point? He wants to defend himself. He doesn't want to have to pay to have someone else defend him. And why wouldn't you just give him his permit if you think that he has the need to hire armed bodyguards?
So
prove it.
In these jurisdictions where they would make that sort of a claim, is it what is the criteria to have a armed detail following you around and watching your every move? Can anybody do that? I mean, should we do a little money raising and just have a hire us a fire squad that could go with us to New Jersey, for example, and ride with us? And this is our armed security detail. Well, we're not allowed to defend ourselves, but armed security men are okay. You guys need to move out of the way right now because we're doing a little fire maneuver right now, but it's okay.
I don't know why you couldn't. I mean, if the prosecutor is bold enough to suggest something as silly, or I should say just as dumb as that, I mean, that just says that you need your own gun. But anyways, yeah, I don't know why you couldn't. I don't know what the laws are in New Jersey that, you know, regarding hiring a bodyguard. You know what we should do is we should ask Feinstein or Pelosi what the rules are about hiring your bodyguards.
Well, I mean, they all have them. I mean, one of the things I hear a lot of times from the advocates is that, well, you're not allowed to have, you can't afford your own armed detail. But, and we could play the same stupid game that you're having to play with the New York State. You know, we can get out there and apply it different ways. Like, I don't like waiting on the TSA line. Well, you could just go and buy your own airplane and fly wherever you want, hire your own pilot. I think that is a capital idea. Let me go do so right now. Then I'm going to apply for a grant from the United States government, trying to get my own Learjet, my own, you need to have somebody with at least 15,000 hours. That's when you got somebody that knows what they're doing, right? So I'm sure they don't come cheap. And it's just going to be, an extravaganza, but I mean, it's... Are you ever seized when you're in court and you're hearing some of the, well, you could just have your own private bodyguard if you think that it's that dangerous. Are you ever seized with the notion that you should just start laughing insanely in these proceedings?
I have been cautioned about my facial expressions during certain things because it's really hard once you're listening to this. I mean, it's literally you're just in awe that such nonsense can be spewed and they're serious about it. I have not laughed out loud, but you know, I do a pretty good job, I thought, of controlling myself, and apparently I didn't control it well enough in one of the things. So there you go.
Do the judges ever stare at some of these things these prosecutors say and just go, are you serious?
It happens, and it happened in the Young case, actually. One of the circuit court judges was asking the county corporation counsel, you know, about how many permits. And, you know, he's like, well, you know, to the best of my knowledge, none. And it's like, well, you know, and it's just one of those, and that's actually one of the things. It's online. You could go watch all of my facial expressions, unfortunately, in that case, you know, all for the world to see. But I had a hard time in that case keeping a straight face when we were arguing that in the Ninth Circuit, because it was just absolutely crazy. And then over the bump stock case in D.C., I think it was in the circuit court, you know, just some of the stuff that the government was arguing, it literally just blew my mind. They're saying it went from a legislative rule, which, you know, we needed notice and comment for, and that's how we were litigating the case. And then we found out during the oral argument they weren't looking at it as a legislative rule. They were looking at it as an interpretive rule. And I'm thinking, how can we just figure it out right now? And, you know, not the 11th hour. It's the 12th hour. We're litigating it. We're in court arguing it. And you just switch midstream the argument that you're taking, or the track that you're taking with this whole thing. And I'm just sitting there, like, just baffled. Like, how is it possible? How does the court not just say, you know, what's happened here? You know, what's wrong with you? Why can't you, you know, figure out where, how this rule is, or what you're trying to argue? You shouldn't just come in and, you know, take a 180 degree turn. It's crazy stuff.
I couldn't do it. I'd be busting my gut. We haven't talked about the bump stock stuff. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to get a quick update on the bump stock stuff. I want to ask you a quick question about red flag laws. I know that's not something you're doing, but I would like your take on it, simply because you sort of pursue your cases a la Spock. So I'll take the logic any old day. So I would love to give if there was a website you could go to help Mr. Stambolia out. I would give it to you, but this is a guy who, I mean, he's actually out there juking and jiving on a daily basis in courthouses across the United States fighting for the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with attorney Stephen Samblia. So is the bump stock thing, is that settled now? Is that done? What is the deal with that?
It's not done. We are going to be filing a petition for writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court on or before July 1st of this year. We had the Circuit Court of Appeals issue their decision on April the 1st. Happy April Fool's Day. That basically said the government's ban was fine, everything was great, and it can go forward. We didn't get a stay with them. We didn't get a stay at the Supreme Court. So as of March 26th, 2019, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. You're a felon. You're a felon if you have them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, will there be other cases come up with this as far as the taking of it or the shredding of it or all the other stuff they're going to do with it? Or are they just not even going to pursue it? They're just going to outlaw them and then, I guess, I don't know. What will they do with that?
Well, they've been outlawed as of March 26th. You can't have them. So, you know, we're going to ask the Supreme Court to overturn it and see what happens with that. But as of right now, you know, who knows what the Supreme Court's going to do. They may not even take the grant the petition. And so we'll be back at the district court and we'll treat it just like any other Administrative Procedure Act case. We'll get the administrative record. We'll brief it, we'll argue it, and then we'll go back up on appeal. I mean, this isn't something that's going to take 2 or 3 months. This is, you know, a 2 or 3 year process.
Right.
It just takes a really long time and just an extraordinary amount of money to do this kind of stuff. But it's something that needs to be done. You know, as you saw, Kamala Harris said, you know, if she goes elected president, God forbid, she within, I think it was the first 90 days or the first 100 days, would take executive action on gun control. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, thanks, President Trump. You've given the Democrats and the left a pretty good playbook on how to do it.
Well, but, I mean, he may have given them the playbook, but they haven't been paying attention to the way that kind of stuff works, have they? I mean, they can't get out there and just say, well, we can't get legislative something, so I'm just going to say it myself. I have a pen, I got a phone, I'm going to call somebody, tell them I'm doing it, and we'll write it down right now. Guns are outlawed. They can't do that. Executive orders can only work to enforce existing law, right?
At one point in my life, I thought that they wouldn't be able to do that. I'm not so sure anymore. Legally, they obviously can't, but as long as you have courts that are willing to go along with whatever the executive says and be the administrative, quote, rubber stamp for these overreaches, then, you know, why can't they do it? Not the question of, you know, can they do it? It's why can't they? Who's going to stop them? So when you have a rule like the bump stock thing, you know, and it's not about the bump stocks. And it never was about the bump stocks for me. It's about the way that this all went down and taking the legislative authority away from Congress and having the executive do it, you know, the president and his agencies saying this law that's been on the books since 1934 actually doesn't mean what it says. It means something completely different. And all of these years that we've been telling you it's X, it's not X. It's 4. It's not even a letter. It's a number. And we were wrong, but this is the best reading of the statute. And if you don't turn that in by X day, you're going to be a felon.
Which you don't really become a felon until you're arrested and then adjudicated and found guilty, right?
Oh, that's, yeah, I mean, yeah, or, that's the process. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's.
Well, I mean, the reason I ask this is because while they're doing all of this stuff and saying, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, it comes down really in certain cases as to how do they enforce that?
Well, it's going to be extremely difficult to enforce the bump stock ban unless you have someone like I've talked to recently that was telling me how, you know, he's asked me what I did. I told him, I was like, I'm a gun lawyer. He's like, oh, man, I've got some bump stocks and this and that. I'm like, huh, I bet you didn't know those are legal now. No idea. And it's not amazing to me that that's happened already.
Right.
Because who reads the Federal Register every day? No one. And, you know, no one, not everybody knows that bump stocks are illegal. All they know is they got a bump stock because it came with a letter from the ATF that said it was legal and not a machine gun. And those people go on with their lives. And it's, you know, something's going to happen where they go out to a range, and they, you know, pop off a couple rounds and some scared fuddy-duddy calls the ATF and they come out there and they bust them for having a bump stock. Because it's a machine gun now. A piece of plastic. It's a machine gun. I mean, it's
Well, it's like we're in Hogwarts now. It sounds like we're in Hogwarts because they're throwing a spell out there and now they've turned it in. So before we run out of time, let's real quick. Red flag laws, you haven't done anything with these, right? This is not something that you're working on right now.
Not yet, but there is going to be something, and I don't mean to stop your story, but I got I read an article in the Federalist about my home state of Mississippi. They had an ethics CLE for attorneys where the head of the ethics committee in Mississippi Bar put out some scenario about this guy getting fired, and he knew he had a permit to carry a firearm.
Yeah,
it wasn't dangerous. He didn't say anything. Did you read that?
I did.
And I actually talked to that attorney that was there, and she's like, yep, half of the attorneys there said that they would have reported him as a threat. And that is terrifying.
What is that? When did that become a thing to where you can get out there, well, he has a permit, so hence he's a threat?
It's not a thing. It's never been a thing.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, I've got a permit.
Right.
I've been laid off before. I mean, is that like now that serves as a basis for me to get red flagged? And that's coming. That's coming down the pipe right there in my home state, which is, you know, one of the reddest of red states. But we got all these little weak-kneed attorneys down here that's like, oh, he's got a permit and he got fired. Oh, no. Come on. anyways, I didn't mean to break your.
Well, no, I mean, well, you actually sort of went the way I'm thinking, because these kind of things, they're not very, they're really vague. The way they set them up, or at least it seems so to me. So they can begin to interpret them, and they can apply them different ways. And, you know, with a law, you know, I've always thought, well, you go by the letter of the law, not that you don't get out there and say, well, it says we can apply this to threats, and if you are unemployed, you're probably cranky, and if you have a permit, that makes you a threat.
Yeah, well, who defines what a threat is?
Yeah, so do you think the red flag order is going to be something that will eventually make it to the Supreme Court?
I think eventually it will make it, at least on the petition stage. Are they going to grant it? Who knows? The Supreme Court has not really been gun-friendly.
No.
You know, this is also a due process question. Unfortunately, you know, President Trump said, you know, we're going to take the guns first and due process second. So I'm like, what, you know, where are we? We're still innocent until proven guilty. You can't just come and strip me of all my rights before you allow me, you know, due process. So I think that might be a little bit of a better case for them to take if you frame it a little differently as a due process versus something else. Because, you know, literally you could call and say anything to the police and they could come and, you know, red flag you for what? I don't really think it's going to stop any crimes. I mean,
no.
If you're
going to create some, it's going to create some. But we're running out of time here. Well, I'll have to bring you back here very shortly so we can talk about this a little more, because I want to talk to you about what happened in Maryland and all that other stuff. I would refer you to go check out what Stephen does. Stephen does it anyway. He's got help doing it. And thank you for joining me this evening.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure. Have a good one.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.